So he says, when is it shayach to say if the plaid aloche of kol sheni bazachas al sachasene, something that is told the mice, but something that is memele, something that is memele is not shayach the plaid aloche of kol sheni bazachas al sachasene. So I'm going to, what's the plain pshat in Tesves is that the whole aloche of kol sheni bazachas al sachasene is told the mice. In other words, if there is a spirit between one and the other, if there is a stira between one and the other, so the two mice neutralize each other. So that's only shayach when it's a mice al the other. But something that happens, maybe it's not shayach to say that kol sheini b'zeach hazeh afu b'zeach hazeh, that the mice should neutralize each other. So from this washing tasteless, the way tasteless formulates it, it's mashma that aloche kol sheinu v'zeh hazeh avasach haseinei is aloche v'mais. However, so as far as the Ram is concerned, so there is no kasha from the Gemara there, because the according to the Ram, so everybody will agree that by kiyum nufadachim v'asachas, so it's neither akomunora kore, not only Ram, but Shmuel also. But even though Shmuel does not apply aloha kol sheini b'zeach hazeh v'zeach hazeh by Rutumim, because there is no legal stira, there is no stira of the deen. So the male and Shmuel holds, they do not neutralize each other. The role is stira b'mtzias. And Rav holds that even when the stira is not of the deen, the stira is b'mtzias, they also neutralize each other. Now the question is about the Rambam. Now the Rambam shita is, on the contrary, that the whole aloha kol sheini b'zeach hazeh afu b'zeach hazeh, the whole aloha of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh afu b'zeach hazeh is in the chaleis, not in the maise, that the maise neutralize each other. But it's aloha in the chaleis that if one thing al b'din is meleya, b'zeach hazeh the chaleis of the others, so b'zeach hazeh, it's also meleya for the same reason. For the same reason. So then the question arises. How does Rav in the second version say that the Ubi Trumim is not how because of Kol Sheini B'zeach Hazeh V'Zeach Hazeh? There, it's not that Al Kedin, the Daladame, the King and Shvise, or the Daladame Sremias is Mineya, the King and Shvise of the Daladame Sremias. So there is no other alternative. I mean, in order to make the Reb Chaim good, so as to say that according to the Rambam, Enoch Name, by Yerubi Tchumi, it's not just the meaning of Mitzies, that because in Aguf Yochelis, Bishnei Mikelis. But it's a din. And that is the machlokes, really, between Rav and Shmuel, according to the Rambam. That is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. You see, Rav in the second version of Rapoches, he holds that the reason is why if you are Kenesh Shvise in the Adam Estremius, so you cannot be Kenesh Shvise in the Adam Estremius, is not just because in Aguf Yochum is Vishen Kenes, because it's not Chayach. I'm resting in this place, how can I rest in another place? No, Al Bedin, he cannot be Kenesh Shvise. If I'm Kenesh Shvise in one place, even if in tears it will be possible. So even if it will be logically conceivable, but Al Bedin, you cannot be Kenesh Shvise in two places. Al Bedin, it's our Aloha. Our Aloha. And you see, I mean, that's not unreasonable. You see that Kenesh Shvise is not just a Mitzias, because I rested there. You see that according to the Chachomim, the Rabbon of Chavich and the Nuri, there is Aloha that you have to be Mechavim to be Kenesh Shvise. And if someone is Yoshei, you're not Kenesh Shvise, we pass like Chavich and the Nuri, that we don't require Kavanah. But according to the Chachomim of Chavich and the Nuri, so if you are Yoshe, at Benash Moshe, so you're not Kenesh Shvise. But the question is, if Kenesh Shvise had been only a Mitzias, because he rested in a certain place. He rested in a certain place. So what if he's not Mechavim? He was sleeping there the whole Benash Moshe. The answer is no. It has to take effect, Kenesh Shvise. So there is Aloha It's not just because in Akuf Yochel is Mishnei Mikedes. Even if the goof could be Mishnei Mikedes, suppose the goof could be Mishnei Mikedes. The goof could be Mishnei Mikedes. Let's say if he is, we can visualize such a case. Let's say he's very bad, an unusually heavy person, and his goof occupies 8 times. Akuf Yochel is Mishnei Mikedes. 8 times. So it's still out to be. He couldn't be Kedesh Nisim in more than one Balarans, because it's a din. So Mimele, that's the Machlekes, so we could say that is really the Machlekes between Rav's second Loshin and Shmuel. In other words, so Rav says that out to din you couldn't be Kedesh Nisim to Kedesh. Whereas according to Shmuel, so it's not that out to din you couldn't be Kedesh. Because we see us in Aguf Yochel in Mishnei Mikedes. So, but Al Pidin, so the Ki and Shvi say that Adam is Remius is not Mineya. The Ki and Shvi say that Adam is Remius. So Mimele, Shmuel says that we don't apply the Aloche of Kol Sheini Bazeh Hazeh Afu Basah Hazeh. So the first abaya of Rabbi is if someone said kiyem lechi ayoy, whether it's considered as if he said muva lechi limocho, or if you know hover amal. As a matter of fact, Samir, I wanted to mention, I forgot, and now I also forgot. Now I'm reminding myself. So you forgive me, I mean for interrupting. Because this is very important. Reb Chaim Svore is mentioned even with the Hezkiah, the words is mentioned in this city. Now, Mamesh Esvore is mentioned word for word in Teisves Sini, Daphne Beis. In Gittin Daphne Maurum Beis, so there's a machleket between Rebbe and Chachomim. Between Rebbe and Chachomim. Ton Rabon, right after the Mishnah, the Maurum Beis. Hamishachre Chotzi Abde, Rebbe in the Konom Chachomim Loiko. In other words, suppose someone gives a shout to Rebbe Tnaim, and in that shout is written Chotzi Mishuch. That is Mishachar just a half of that, not the whole Rebbe. So Rebbe says that he's called and he becomes Chotzi Mishuch. Chachomim say he's not Mishuch. On the Rabbe Machlek is Mishtar. The Rebbe Sova, we hope that when it means so, we hope so, we need to know. Mak is Shtar, we kiss. Mak is a big kum, we have to say, Yav Shtar, I'm a big kum, we have to. And Rebbe can be into the Chayorus by somebody giving kiss for the Rebbe. To the Orch. So suppose he gives kesef just for half of the Eved, so half is Mishuch, is into Eved. So the male Eved holds just as by kesef, so he can be Mishuch HaBechetzei, as Havshtah Lame Ben Kul Mechetzei, Rabbonen Gangle Lola Mishuch, Mayish HaChetzorei, Lame Ben HaChetzorei, Avod Kesef Ben Hakel Kono, Bduno Ben Bduno, but Bekesef, so Chotzi is Mishuch. But so the machlekes is only when it's mishacher chotzi evet nayi al dishtar. That's one member of Rav. Then Dachman Beis, the second member of Dalet, the second guy. Omar Rav, machlekes b'sheshicha chetzi v'niya chetzi. Avon shicha chetzi u'mocha chetzi. Oy nosam b'matona chetzi. kim di kadofik milei kulei di vrehagyo kon another man by Rabbi. That when does Rabbi say that, I mean, when does the Rabbanon say that you cannot be mishachre bishta el chotzi eve if you are mishachre chotzi and you mean the other chotzi not bishop. So since you are mishai on the shichu, so it's yalfuse from Gedisha. Just as you cannot be migarish chotzi isho, you cannot be mishachre chotzi eve. But suppose it's shicha chetzi eyu mocha chetzi. So Rashi says, shicha chetzi eyu mocha tchilo chetzi. Or you must ask, suppose first he sells one half of the eve to another one. After he sold one half of the eve to another one, how much does he have left in the eve? Just half an eve, half an eve, a chotzi eve. So he's mishacher, he gives him mishtar shichu. So then the Rabbanon made the shita shichu mishchar, because he's not mishayer in his kinyan. When he has full title in the eved, and he's mishacher chotzi, so maybe he's mishayer in himself, kinyan in the eved. So there it's like we said from Gedisha that is not chal. But if first he sold one half of the eved to somebody else. So now he's mishachir the other head that he has titled him. So maybe he's not mishachir anything in the shichu. There is no shir in the shichu. So it's chav. This is what Rashi says. Keep me not in the kule. So Rashi says, I will shichir chetzi umocha tchila chetzi or yimi basachas. Or if he is mishachir in the same shtar, he is mishachir chotzi and he is meichir. The other chotzi to the king. So then it is chav. אומרי הבאי וביקורי ובריגי ואתו נחודה הכסף מחוסף בשביל עבודו קום ומשחר עם זה זה ויתן יידוך הואים לקום מחוסף ניסוי ולטרי ולטרי לעבודה אך עצמו מקום. So there is an apparent stira between two prices. One price says that if someone is matnio or is mechosin to his two abodin kpaini and the abodin themselves are part and parcel of mechosin, so he's come and mishachr in zeh zeh, because each Eved is killing himself and is killing the other Eved. So the Mele, it's come and mishachr in zeh zeh. Vitan yidoch, hoi ve kom mechos ha yisui mitwein yutwein yavodai, af atzmo mikom. My Rav, in this case, he is not mishaya for himself any kinyan in the Eved, because he was killing the chosom mishnei avodo. Still, there is one price that says, So we have to say that the price called to the Rabbanon, my Rabbanon. So it's a raya that called to the Rabbanon, even if it's not Mishaya, and he came in the Eved. He's still not a Kikri. So the Gemara says, no, either in the Rabbanon, Hodo ma kumei, Hodo ma chotze chotze. Hodo ma chotze chotze. So Rashi says, Hodo ma kumei. The first price that says, Achizim chosem shnei avodav konum shachrim zeze, kikin shikosav, שני שדורי סדרי שצוף חולך עוד כוסף כל מלחוסה עם פלוי מיאב ומיד רבנון דחיל וסיכה לו בסחס ונפקי קורם מיני כל he wrote two stories and in each star he wrote כל מלחוסה עם פלוי מיאב and then he was nice to his שדורי מקבולה both stories at the same time. At the same time, so the Mele, he's kidding, he's eating the Abodim Ali Tzimachemus, because there is no Shilomet. And Umele Abodim, the Chim Vizichon Basachas, and after Kul Mene Kole, and Basachai said, Oma, Chotze Chotze Bishtar, this Chotze Chotze Bishtar, and Echot Kosi, Chotze Mechosa Goch, Vichim Vishayi Mechabele, Lepichu Mikon, Dehavu Nibchol Echot Shicha Chetze, Viniya Chetze, ורואים מבוי כוסף מוסף לזה ועוד המוסף לזה דוי קונה דכי מוסף איתם אישי הפונגי ודוי קונה וכי נשאיני אלא אפילו מוסף לשניהם כאחס לא קונה because they feel out in the stack חוצי מחוסה את נוי לוח so ממילא בכלך דיום אחד פונגי כוסף לדבר so ממילא we can say maybe the same head he was marked to each one so this is it פירש בקונטרי שכוסה בשתה ריחות, חוצי מחוסה יוח, וכן בשאין לך בידי. ואפילו מוסה במסך הסליקון, ודיום אחד פרוק בלכוסה בית הבית, וכשאין, וכושר רב נשמע. דור מדיקון, מקום לחוס על משמה של מפורש בשטר, שחצי שלא שם לזה ולא שם לזה, אבל אחת לא שם לשלויים, ואם נמדתי ולא מקום לא מחוצי, משמה דעת כל הכל מקום, אבל חוצי אף מפירש, שלא לחוצי יחד, שלא לחוצי יחד יש לשניהם, אבל חקר, אף לא אוכל לא מקום, זאת אומרת, עסקה של איץ, איץ משמה בלבו של הגבורה, תתאים לי פסטור זלת בשטר, תתאים זמקת את מי שמונה הרף, בוא נעד לזה אימא, אם לי פסטור זה דעות אקספיזיטי, יצטור לכל, so then you cannot say, maybe he meant the same head. So the Rashbam is saying, on the Rash, you know Rabbi Shmuel, that the reason is why Rabbi says, that if he writes Chotzi to each one, even though he's missed both stories, to the same Shliach Kabbalah, he's Mizakeh, to both the same Shliach Kabbalah at the same time, and he stores it out in the Shtar, that he doesn't mean the same head of the Chotzi, he means different heads. There is no slave case, so that he means different halves, so it's still not effective. Why? You know, Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Tanya, the Yisrael, the Vel, Shein, the Dushin, Kol Shein, Ubozeh HaZeh, Avu Basach HaSeme, Ubozeh HaZeh Mekone, Kim Di Shie, Ubozeh HaZeh Mekone, Kim Di Shie, Vemidome, Vishich HaChetzi, Umoch HaChetzi, Do Osom Havu Bozeh HaZeh, Umoch HaChetzi, Tchimo. So he says the business why? If he is makne chotzi, and he spells out, it's a different head. So it's not effective, because suppose you do it b'zeh hazeh, not in b'zeh hazeh. So then, he will be mishaleh, so mele, if he does it, b'zachas, we apply halacha of rabbe, or function b'zeh hazeh, afu b'zachas, now here there is a very big chiddush in these cases. So Tesis here applies a lot of coaching in Zahaz al-Zahazinei, but in the case where in each star he writes his makne, hefot in chosin, to each head, and he spells it out, it's different head, it's not the same head. So suppose, first, one head's name is Ruvi, the other head's name is Shimon. So suppose it will be Bozahazeh. So when he's Mesia the star, in which he's makne, hefot in chosin, to Ruvi, so it would be hard, no, because he's Mishaya, in the Kiyah. So then, maybe Bozeh HaZeh is not how, since Bozeh HaZeh is not how, so when he's Mishaya, both Shomas at the same time, to the same Shliach Kabbalah, so it's not how either, because of Koshin Bozeh HaZeh and Bozeh HaZeh. Now that's a very big Chiddush, because in the case of Kav Shliach Hoyetz, so the Gdushin, that he says Gdushin, one is Mineya, the Tzitzis Dushin the other. Here it's not the Bozeh HaZeh, so the Tzitzis Kiyen, the Shicho of one, the Tzitzis Kiyen of Shicho of one is with the other. On the contrary, in each one it's not Chav. So each one by itself is incapable of being Chav. Still, Tzitzis applies the Aloha of Kol Shein Bozeh HaZeh, Bozeh HaZeh. And that's a very big Chiddush. Because in the case of Kavish Lachoyes, or in the case of Hakomin Afore, all right, Zias or Alpidin, so one is Mimeya the other. The Hakomin is Mimeya the Afore. So why, the reason is why Afore is not Chal, because the Hakomin was and Bashaikin here, or Bashaikin Shlachoyes. So the reason is why Dushi is not taken to Bazaar Hazayin Rehe, because Dushi was taken already in Rosal. The reason is why Dushin is not taken as a Bochum, because Dushin was already taken. But the Achazen way, Mashiachin here. So the reason, first is Meser Shtar to Ruvi, of Chotzin of Chosin. Then is Meser Shtar to Shimon, with the Achazen. So the reason is why, the Shichor is of the Shtar to Shimon is not taken is because the Shichor of Ruvi was taken. The Shichor of Ruvi was not taken either. So each one by itself is not even a shiva, because it's Mishai on the Kiyan. Still, Teitzves applies the aloche of Kol Shein in Bozeh HaZeh, afilu b'basach HaZeh. Afilu b'basach HaZeh. In other words, so it's because Teitzves l'shitosei. I mean, Teitzves l'shitosei, that the aloche of Kol Shein in Bozeh HaZeh, afilu b'basach HaZeh. All right. So Tesis applies this aloha. Tesis applies this aloha. Alright, then Tesis says, so then Tesis has the kasha. But it's a big chiddush. then this is a sikasha against the Rashbam Tusha, Uksas Koshi, Lepirushi, Din Kain Kiloma, Kuru Nanum Kibesachas, Kibu Divisa Hase, Shemin Kone, Kumu Dimikabish, the Ahoyes, then Mikdoshis. So this says Monashah. In the whole business, why Rabbi says that where he is Makne, where he is Mesir, the Shtushtor, Starishichu, of Chotzi Nechosom, so it's Vasachas, it's not Kone. Because Bizrachase, it couldn't be Chal. So even if he's Makne over the Chosi, we should still apply the Roche of Kol Sheini Bezachase, Achilu Vasachase. Of Kol Sheini Bezachase, Achilu Vasachase. So he says, Uksas Kosha Lepoushe, Din Kain Kioma Kuma Iname, no Mikli Vasachas. Kim Bezachase, Sheini Kone. Suppose, first he's Mesir Shtar Shicho of Kol Mechosa Kmin Bechor Terubin. And then an hour later, he's Mesir Shtar Shicho of Kol Mechosa Kmin Bechor Terubin. So, would it be Chal? Neither one would be Chal, because, so he says, Kim Bezachase, Sheini Kone. I mean, the second one is not Chal. So the main one, neither one should be Chal Bevasachas. Through the Kaddish Le'acholim, then the Kedoshis, Kim Bezachase, Mekash, the Pish Nishniyot. אלא ודאי, וישייך, כל שאין בזה הזה, אלוהיך, שאוהי שאין, so what's this is correct? אלא ודאי, וישייך, כל שאין בזה הזה, אלוהיך, שאוהי שאין, נוני עשה שאין מלוכה. מה משדה יברו חפחי? כמו עם שתי החולס, שנאים עם קדושי עוד שאין מלוכה עם קדושי שאין. אבל הוכה, הוטו מכל שאין בזה הזה, רק משום דוי חוזר מכנה. אלו משום כבר נסתר כמייסה, ואין לי בהם כלום, מי נדעה להניסים כל מחוסק נשמיים, וכוסף וחולך עוד מחוסק נשוי ומתוני, וזיקו להם במסחס, וכל מקום על חוסים, ואין לי מייס, מו מנהול ולכל ומתיס לחצון, כבר מרוס מהמייסה. So what is the same story, he says, that בזה החזה, in the case where it's מקרה עוד מחוסק to each other, so then במסחס it's gone, even though בזה החזה, so the second one couldn't be Kele, because the reason is why the second one couldn't be Kele is Magnet Al-Kedini. He couldn't be Magnet to the second one. But since he was Mesir the Shtar of Kol Mechosai to Ruvin first, so there's no Mechosim left. What is Magnet? The Mitzias in Zalim would be Magnet. So Bamish is that smaller. It's not that there is a Ribu Menir. It's not that there is a Ribu Menir. It's not that there is a legal minyan, but b'mitzias he couldn't be makne. B'mitzias he couldn't be makne. In other words, so he could say, so in other words, so then we'll have to say that this thesis cannot accord with the shite of the Ram by a common afore, but it does not necessarily follow, because it's the same kind of story. But here, as we said in the Ram, that the Ram would, that the Ram's din of Kiyam Yufalach in the Basachas, so it's neither Hakome nor Achore could be true even according to Shmuel. Even though Shmuel says by Yerubitrumi, so it is, Bozeh Hazeh, after he was Kene Shvise in the Al-Adames Tzvenies, he cannot be Kene Shvise in the Al-Adames Tzvenies, so it's still the Basachas, so it's a means of it, because by Hakomen Afore, so true that Afore is Al-Pidin, not Minea Hakome, but since Al-Pidin Hakome is Minea Afore, so when the two Maisim come together, there is a little stirah, there is a stirah Al-Pidin. So remember, they neutralize each other. Masha'inke in the case of Yehubitrumin, so there is no middle sphere, there is no sphere of Benin. Just because in Agud Yochli Yishli Mekeves, if you establish domicile in the Damis Remies, so you cannot establish domicile in the Damis Remies. There is a sphere of Mekeves, because in Agud Yochli Yishli Mekeves. But there is no middle sphere, there is no sphere of Benin. So Mimele, in this case, there is no middle sphere altogether. By a commander for a Tetzes could agree with the Ram Shite. We don't have to say that according to Tetzes that we're basing it, they'll have to agree with the Ram Shite and a commander for a Tetzes could agree with the Ram Shite and a commander for a. But the Ram Shite and a commander for a is that if there is a legal stirrup between two Maisim, so then when the two Maisim are together, so they neutralize each other. Mashenkin here, there is no minut stira between the two Aknois. The two Aknois, where he is makne each one over the chosin. Because there is no minut stira, because once you are makne to one, so he has no chosin left. So the mtsiris there is a stira, but there is no legal stira. So we may be even according to the Ram. So we don't have to apply the halacha of kol sheni b'zechazeh v'sachas eni. I mean, even according to the Ram from this. But according to the Rav second Roshi, according to Rav's second Roshi, that he does apply kol sheni b'zechazeh v'sachas eni. So then, in this case, why? Because even though it's only a stira b'mtzias, not a stira b'mtzias. So here too, true, there is no stira. There is no stira al-Kadim, but there is a stira. There is a stira b'mtzias, so maybe we should be able to apply the halacha on kol sheni b'zechazeh v'sachazeh. Ah, now. Bo'elav, kiyem lechi hayeh. Ma, mi amrino? מי אמרינו כמנדו אמר לו גוף על חיל מוחו או יגיד לו הובה לומר אם תמצאו לה הובה לומר לו אמר לו גוף על חיל מוח אמר מי אמרינו למוחו ומוצא ליפה דוקאי לו מי ראי או יגיד לו כי הוא אמר לו כי הוא מחיה יאי כי כאומר לו גוף על חיל מוח אמר יום כמו let's see the hand now the general was you miss the horse is חיל it's mashma that the horse is חיל except that a few words must be missing in the horse ואלא, כי הם לחי היימה, מי אמרינון כמעט לא מעמוף על החיל למוחו, דרך הכל, כי הם לחי היימה בבת, או הגיעו לו, הוא לא מעמוף על החיל למוחו. ואם תמצא לאימה, הוא לא אומר לו, מה היו משתמש, מה הדיו, או מה כי הם לחי היימה על החיל למוחו, פשיטו לאימה. So from the first abaye of the Gemara, Rabbi mentions a number of abayes, in his series. So, from the first abaye, it's mashma, that Rabbi has a suffix in the case where he just said Kim Lichyaye. So whether it's considered as if he also said Mufa Lichim Mocho, or in view of the fact that it means Palau Mufa Lichim Mocho, so we do not say that it's considered as if it did say Mufa Lichim Mocho. The implication being, suppose he would spell it out explicitly Kim Lichyaye Mufa Lichim Mocho. ומופה לחילו מוחו, so then, מה אם יש למשמע דיו או מכיר לחי היי, ומופה לחילו מוחו, is פשיטה לדמה, that the nether will become מופה לחו, the nether will become מופה. So then, but then the second הבאי, הוא בזהו חן משמע, the one man, the whole boy, מופה לחילו מוחו, או ידיר בו, כי לא מכיר לחי היי, ג'ומלו, מוף על החילי מוחו, מעלים כאן. אל מפשיטו לרבי, דירו מכיר לחי עליהם, ומוף על החילי מוחו, לא נהן. לא נהן. Now, the run is מדייק from the second alternative in the second abaye. But we can be מדייק from the first alternative in the second abaye. In the second abaye. Because the Gemara says, אומלו, אם תמצאו עם ההולו, אומלו, מוף על החילי מוחו, מה? מי אמרינו? למוחו למוצא מיפה דור כאילו נתראיין so that means that once we say that it's considered as if he said כאילו נתראיין and מופה לחיל מוחו even though he says מופה לחיל מוחו here he certainly spelled out מופה לחיל מוחו but once we assume that he also said כאילו מניפרי הלל, סמונאלה, דמות הלכים למוחר, זה לא אפקט. היא מדייקת from the second part, second alternative, the second הבאי. או ידעו לו, כאילו לא אומר לכו, כאילו לכי הלל, כי אומר לו, מות הלכים למוחר מעלים כאן. So only because he didn't say כאילו לכי הלל. But if he did say כאילו לכי הלל, so then, דמות הלכים למוחר would have no limit. And from the first הבאי, it's משמע, that if he spells out Kim Lechaye, Umufa Lechil Mocho, so the Umufa Lechil Mocho has the reference. So it is here. He says, מים משתי משמע דיור בקינו חיילים מחוץ למוח הפשוט למעלה ובסורות המשמע דיור למעלה דיור לבוא ימות מחיל למוח אמרו אוהדים מוצאים לא מקים לחיילים כל מחמות מחיל למוח מעלים כמה אבל פשיטה ללרבה דיור מקים לחיילים ומות מחיל למוח לא למעלה ביקה של הדוד so that we from the worship of the population of the first Abaye or the Rabbe in this series of Abaye so it's mashma that the suffix of Rabbi is only when he doesn't spell out both Kiyom Lechayim, Mufa Lechayim Mocha but if he spells out Kiyom Lechayim, Mufa Lechayim Mocha then the Mufa Lechayim Mocha certainly has him like that but Shailis, hold on a lot he didn't spell out Mufa Lechayim Mocha but had he spelled out Mufa Lechayim Mocha then it would have little effect in spite of the fact that he also spelled out Kiyom Lechayim and then from the second Abaye it's mashma it's mashma they do what keep the over kim lechayim ki kama vachomim lechayim mocha ma'ayim kama so the only business why the mufa lechayim mocha has the effect is because he didn't spell out kim lechayim but if he did spell out kim lechayim together with mufa lechayim mocha then it wouldn't the mufa lechayim mocha would not have the effect so it is so he says elo vikasha adore elo the abri vikume gavri misakure וחיקום העלים תמצלעים מה הוליקום ה... הוליקום הלא הוליקום הלא ויש נקטי אלוק ואין לכן אמה דיבור למי מעלים תמצלעים מה הוליום הלא ולא לא לי אלא ואפילו לא אמר לא מה now so we have to understand so according to Ram Rabbi has speakers both ways in other words he has an alternative that indicates where he says both where he spells out both קיים לחיילים ומופה לחיילים מוחו So the Mufa Lechayim Mocha, since he spelled it out, has an effect. Has an effect. And he has, and the Rabbi also has an alternative, that in case when he spelled out both, Kiyom Lechayim and Mufa Lechayim Mocha, so the Mufa Lechayim Mocha has no effect. Has no effect. So that's why he formulated the first Abaye this way, and the other Abaye is now the Kiyom Lechayim says, that the Rosh is Chedesh. And the Rosh, and the Kol to the Rosh, so Rabbi had a Pshitis that indicates where he spelled out both. He spelled out both. Kiyom Lecho, Hayoi, Umufa Lechim Lecho, so then, the Mufa Lechim Lecho has no effect if he spelled out. But when does Rabbi have something, that indicates where he just said Kiyom Lechayim and he didn't say Mufa Lechayim Mocha so now me and him Kiyom Lechayim Mocha Kiyom Lechayim Mocha so in other words so by saying Kiyom Lechayim he really didn't mean to be Mikai he really didn't mean to be Mikai in the Neder but he only meant that the neder should not be mufar immediately. She should not be able to eat of the kikya immediately. That's why he formulated kiyom lechi, mi amrino, that when he said kiyom lechayim, he only meant ki mandorah lo mufar lechi limoch. He didn't mean that it should be mikoyim. What he meant was to postpone the zman of the effect of the avot. That's why he formulated, he expressed it in terms of a comma. In other words, the neder is not muki. He says, Kiyom Lechayim, the neder is not as mufa immediately. It's still kaya. Because he wants the neder should be botel tomorrow. Botel tomorrow. Now, this is how the Kareho understood the Rosh. But obviously, a few words are missing in the Rosh. Now let's see the Rosh. Bora, kim lechayim ah, mi aminon ki mandom ha mufa lechayim mocha, dobe, di mreke, because if his kabode had not been to postpone the annulment of the neder till tomorrow, and so why did he say, if his kabode had been to be mekayim the neder, to confirm the neder, why did he have to say, kim lechayim, let him say, kim lechayim, does he have to say, ayayim? So the fact that he used such an unusual lush and he said Kiyom Lechayim, that in itself implies that he does not intend to confirm the neder, but he only intends to defer the effect of the authority of tomorrow. So until tomorrow, it is the neder should be as if confirmed. That's the reason as to why he formulated that way. Kim l'chialim, not kim. Because his intention was, mi amino kim adon amu from l'chialim l'chodome. Vim yoike amayom l'chayim. But he said, kim yu, kim l'chialim. Elo lahav, mi yisun et ha'alim, mi yishudak dek, ha'alim yekayom. But it doesn't mean ha'alim yekayom should be confirmed. It means that the effect of the afore should be deferred to the man. So remember, he expressed it in positive words. The Talim Yekayim. But it's not really a kol. It's not really a kol. What he meant was that the effect of the afore should be deferred to the man. So that's why he said, Talim Yekayim. Abu Mocho Yemufa. The Yisri La Afore Mayim. Now, what does it mean? So Abu Mocho Talim Yekayim. Abu Mocho Yemufa. What is it? It's clearly red. Hayim yekayim. All right, so it doesn't mean it should be confirmed. He meant that the effect of the afore should be deferred till tomorrow. But he certainly meant and he said that the effect of the afore should not take place right now. Because if his intention had been that the effect of the afore should take place right now, so why did he say, Limocho yemufa? Hayim yemufa. So by saying Limocho yemufa, he didn't even use the expression of Limocho yemufa. He said, Halim yekayim. But what he meant was not that he wants to confirm the neder, but that the effect of the afore should be deferred till tomorrow. So why is this afore mayim? Why is this afore mayim? So the answer is, I mean, that's how it's mashmal. And then I found it in the Chuvas Habgivaya, I mean, it's you have it. But I mean, that has to be the pshat. Even without the Jewish family. In other words, there is a halacha of kolso kiyomi by kiyomi. There is a halacha of kolso kiyomi by kiyomi. Now, does this halacha apply to a fall also? Maybe Joseph by kiyomi. There is a halacha of kolso kiyomi. Maybe by a foreign, which is our big Hebrew, there is also a halacha of kolsel ibure. Of kolsel ibure. So we could argue both ways. We could argue both ways. So we could say, that's only halacha in kiyoni. So in other words, if the sheikh porazu, the litikne lachalamed, so lachalamed, the sheikh, the behemoth is not in his shoes, so it's also kiyoni. But when something takes effect to a Hebrew, so then we don't say kolso kiyomi. We don't say kolso kiyomi. Kolso libur. But we could say kolso libur. So Rabbi Kmeika Mitchuba says the child. Now that's one child. But as far as that is concerned, so we could say that the only by kiyomi there is a lot of kolso kiyomi. But a problem which takes effect to the Dibro, so in many ways it could take effect to Achazman too. But since there is a law that a problem cannot be held, so the question is, if he said, the Rosh explains it, that he said, Kim Lechayim, and the reason is to why. So one alternative is, why did he express it in such a peculiar way, Kim Lechayim? Why didn't he say Kim? Because he didn't mean that it should be confirmed. He meant that the afore should be deferred. The afore should be deferred for tomorrow. So how could the afore take place tomorrow? So it's not being shmot shom. So you could argue that maybe the whole aloche of yim shomoy is only in the maisa afore, not in the chalitza afore. But it's not so mistaken. With Luke, it's a halacha in the chalitza afore, not just in the maisa afore. You could say that the halacha of Yom Shomrei is a halacha in the maisa afore. In other words, if the father or the Baal heard of the neder on Sunday, so he cannot make a maisa afore on Monday. But if he makes a maisa afore on Sunday, but he says that it should be chal tomorrow, then it's all right. But it's more mistaken that the halacha of the Shomrei is not the halacha in the Maisa Kore, but in the Chaleis. So then the question arises, if it is a halacha in the Chaleis, so how could we say, how could Rabbi say in one alternative, if he says, Kim Chayayim, and he didn't, so he expressed it in a strange, in a peculiar way. He didn't say Kimchi, but Kimchi Ayei. Maybe his kavanah is not to confirm the idea, but to defer the effort till tomorrow. But assuming that this is so, how could it be how? How could it be how? It's not in Shomrei. So you could say that Aruch of Shomrei only applies to the Maisach. In the Maisapore takes place not in Shomrei, but in the Maisapore takes place in Shomrei, even though the Chaleisapore takes place like in Shomrei, so it's alright. But I mentioned several times that there are two kinds of Me'achshav B'Lachalamed. There is one type of Me'achshav B'Lachalamed, like Hamikanis Yisraelisho, Me'achshav B'Lachalamed, Shomrei, Yivnei, Yivon, Tushin, where the Chaleid, the process of Tushin begins now, and it's consummated Lachalamed. And then there is another Me'achshav B'Lachalamed, a state space in Bumitzi, like the Zahir mentions. When, according to the Meir of the Tokimakhtin of Shulgoreilom, according to the Meir of the Tokimakhtin of Shulgoreilom, suppose he's Makhne, so let's say Ruben is Makhne, so that right now belongs to Levi, so he writes a star of that Zode to Shimon, and he writes in the star, so the Zudich Shechman Levi Tiet Kriyoloch, according to the mayor, when he writes the Zode from Levi, so it's coming to Shimon. But, so Tisha says in Gomitzilach Tezayin, if he just says, so the Zude, he doesn't say Tiet Luyoch Me'achshav. So then, if the Shtar is Nikra before he buys the Sode from Levi, so then, and after the Shtar is Nikra, he buys the Sode from Levi, so she cannot acquire title in the Sode, because it's called Sotiyone. Masha'im came if he buys the Shtar. So the Zoo, so even the Shtar is Nikra, Tisa says in Mubitzel after Zion, so then he is so I mentioned the name of my father. What's the pshat? This is not a chaleis that is nimshach, because how could you say the chaleis begins now and is nimshach? It's nimshach when he'll buy it. When is Mikamish and Mishor and Achshav B'Lachalamed? So then we say that throughout the 30 days she is Mekudesh and Mekudesh, because she already became Mekudesh, but the Kedushin didn't cancel it. Masha'im came this Sunday, which is still tied to the Sunday, is still vested in Levi. How could it become to Shimon and then become? So there it means a Chaleis for Levi. So there are two kinds of Achshav B'Lachalamed. One type of Achshav B'Lachalamed means that it begins now and it's Nimshach, it's consummated Lachalamed. And there's another type of Achshav B'Lachalamed where the Chaleis takes effect right now for Levi. I mean, according to the Rambam, so every Tnai is like that. Every Tnai of him is like that. The Chaleis takes effect right now for Levi. So the Melee, what the Rosh has in mind, when the Rosh says, Abel Mocho, Yir Rufa, the Yisra, for the Mayer. So the question is, if the Chaleis would take place tomorrow, so then it would be Kotsukiyoni, Kotsukiyoni. And then, not only that, let's say that the Aloha of Kotsukiyoni has no application to Aloha. It only has application to Kiyoni, that the Hamdri Bashai. But it has no application to Dibur. We cannot say the Gabi Afore, Kotsuni Bure, just as we say Gabi Kiyoni, Kotsukiyoni. But here there is Aloha of Kiyoni. So if the Chaleis will take place tomorrow, so how can it take effect not being Shomrei? The answer is, he means Abul Mocho Yir Mufar. He means that the Nedah should be Mufar, it should affect Mocho. But the Chaleis takes effect right now, for Mocho. For Mocho. As a matter of fact, you'll see the Chaleis and the Shulis. is in Chube Kufman Dalet, Simon Kufman Dalet, in the Chube Samkveda, Kirli Bates. So there, he talks about other things. כל אחד באו ומשתה. מומה שיוכל אחרוס אלה החשו, אם יהם. So that's right. So he has the child of God that he, when it's not לחזמן תומר. לחזמן תומר, so you don't get the problem of him שומר. But if it's לחזמן לחשו, so you don't have the problem of him שומר. You only have the problem of קוצו דיבור. In other words, whether we're justified by קיוני, we say קוצו קיוני, whether by a father, we say קוצו דיבור. The יש לא מגוי מהנה. קיבי די בישור שיוכל, דהיינו אח השור עוז קולצון גבור, וחיכו שסרן גם בהג לשנה. תתרן הוא יהד, אם זה סוגי הפרטן. והאיצון, then he mentions that Abgeleya mentioned the Raya from Gemara Misuras that I'm based. Can look it up, but I don't want to spend time. Then, so he brought a Raya, וכי משחרר ממילו החנמי, אב דבעידון דבעיפה כמו נדרי, מכל מוקים, כי מדהים אבי יוכי לחשור ממהנה, כמו עם בקינן סוג. הוא חמשך פה, הוא ממהנה בעיר השנקרא החלום. So the Rav Gilya came to the conclusion that if he makes a for it, that it should be hal later, that the halay should be later, so it's called Solimor. He mentions the Raya from the Morris. Then Ulam Hikshya, Hosugya Aruch HaNidorim, כי הוא אומר מופר וכי למוחו. So that means, he means, our Gemara. So we see that it has little effect. הוא אומר מופר וכי למוחו, so in other words, so it should have little effect. And the letter should be מופר מוחו. But the question is, it's called something, right? And here it's we have a two-fold problem. In the case of Abigail, so when he said Shiyochla Kosila Hasho, so it's only the Shaila of Kotzon Bure. But the Shaila of Yushomi doesn't have it. But in our Gemara we have a double problem. First of all, Kotzon Bure, and then the Shaila of Yisrabi Yushomi. So he says, the Efsher, the Hosom Amichubon, Sheime, the Mutler, Lichia, Hileva, Noyibu, Locha. He doesn't mean that the Afore should be Chalmoch. If he says the Afore should be Chalmoch, so then it's not how, even if he says the Afore should be chal, have an hour later, because it's called the Bure. Not only that the Afore should be chal, mocho, it could be chal, where it's an Indian of Yimshomen, it's a son of Yimshomen. But even if he says, an hour later, sure, so it's called the Bure. But here he said the Chalei should take effect right now. The Chalei should take effect right now. But it should apply to the Achil of the Mar. What does it mean should apply the Achil of the Mar? In other words, Eve. But right now she should be also to eat of the cake, of the kikya. But tomorrow she should be muta to eat of the kikya that she has. That's a chalais for later. Chalais for later. So this is exactly the same thing that my father said in connection with Tetzvah in Bomitzir at the Zayin. The Efshar the Hosov and Chub and Sheimer, the Mufa with the Achil of Anoi to the Mocho, Shahafore whom Yad, Leisi Achil of Anoi to the Mocho. No, no. So in other words, so that's why it's hard. So we cannot say Kotzon Bure, because they say, now here doesn't mention that Tesis in Bomitzir. So, but what does it mean? He has mind. Tesis in Bomitzir, because Tesis in Bomitzir, that the Zion says, Tesis has a kasha. Why does he want to say, according to the mayor, if someone writes in the staff, so they say, Kishek ne lechom elein, ki ekli lechom achsho, so according to the mayor, it's gone. Why does he have to say achsho? According to the Rabbanon of Chameya, so even if he says the Achshav, in the Machino Shabbat. And according to Chameya, even if he doesn't say the Achshav. So he said, give the test, after many years, if the Shtar is Nikha, is destroyed, before he buys it from him. So in other words, so if he doesn't say the Achshav, so then the Chaleis would be after he buys it from him. So the Mele seems, so if the Shtar is Nikha, so at the time of the Chaleis, there is no Shtar, there is no Kiyen, so it's called Sakiyone. Masha'inke, if he says the Achshav, so then the Chaleis takes place right now, for later. It couldn't be common while the title is still vested in Levi. But the Chaleis is for later. So then we don't say it called Sakiyone. So here too, if he says Mufa Lechim Mochov, since the Chaleis is right now, so there is no problem with Kotzon Bure. When is there a problem causing the Kohen? The Chaleis is to take place later. And then the Dibur is not by Elam anymore. This is what the Rosh means. Avo Limocho, Da'im Yishudan Kayim Yekayim. Avo Limocho Yemufo, V'yishchil Ha'afor Emayim. So what do you mean? Limocho Yemufo. The effect, the result, should be that Akimine should be Mocho. In other words, if he doesn't want that if the Yishe will need it today, should be Muta to eat the Kikya today. He wants the Afore to take effect right now. Ligabe Achille of the Mar. So it's a Chaleis now for Mocho. So then we don't say Kotzon Bure. And even though it's not Yim Shomei, but since the Chaleis takes place in Yim Shomei, so maybe it's Chal. All right. Rabbi Gleia has a Shaila. Whether one can be made for Yalach Hazman. So, Rabbi Gleia mentions the Raya from a Tisves in Ksuvis, the five ways. Shaili is joked by Kiyoni. We say that Mashiach Parazul is Tikla Chalamet, so it's called Sakiyoni. So maybe by a 4-2 it's also the good. So he mentions the Raya from Tesves and Vezim Suvis. The Meir says, now the Mishnah in Suvis that I'm Vez says that if a woman, a married woman, is accustomed to violate the dog constantly, so then she loses the ksuv. She is a very saldas. She loses the ksuv. Tani, hoya the mea reimeya, the fine days of that. Kola idea the ishte shel deres. The imun mitayemes. Suppose someone knows that his wife is a habitual deres and imun mitayemes. Yalza mi adherem. So you know as a kashi yadherem, I will tell Asa something. Yadherem, you might be sakalo, I mean, what will accomplish if she is an habitual, if she is habitually delinquent in the Isan Goyim, so what will he accomplish by asking something upon her? He will be machshel her again. Elo yarzav yachritem, kedei shetivya b'fonu b'yofer. In other words, in order to stop her from taking the Goyim, he should antagonize her, provoke her. Then, like this, she doesn't take the Goyim in his presence. But if he will provoke her, so she'll become angry and she'll take a letter out of spite in his presence. And then, in her presence, he will be made fair immediately. So make like that. That will discipline him. Alright, so Teisa says, so the question is, why does he have to provoke her? Let her just make for her doing. So he will cure her of that, of this habit of being given it all. So that's what Bala Tesis. So Tesis says, because she doesn't want to take the doing in the presence of the husband. So maybe he'll never know when she takes an edda. Mashaimke, if he provokes her, then she'll lose the control over herself, and this she's careful not to take the door in his presence. But if he provokes her, she'll lose the control over herself, and she'll take the door in his presence, and he on the spot will be made fair. So in other words, so then he'll show her that she cannot do whatever she wants. The other government by him also involved makeable the shmir of loy. So he says, "Bimbo she acted tenor, yet I was a total shiyoke." So the question is, there is not buying the demon, whether Bab is makeable in Shmiri or not. So there is one alternative, that if Bab can be made by Nidorim, Bab can be made by Nidorim without Shmiri. Now, so Mele, why does Abaya have to advise the husband? He should provoke her. I mean, a social advice is a very important thing, but it's a necessary disciplinary measure. But if we could eliminate, if we could avoid provoking his wife, why should he provoke his wife? But he has no other way. He has another way. Let him, without provoking her, let him say, all the Nidori that you are going to make, I am made for right now. I'm going to make an item right now. And that's possible according to one alternative in the Abaye. As a matter of fact, the Rambam passes in that Abaye that Baal is made for Lishmi. That's the discussion. The Abaye the Abaye is not a Mosa and Baal made for Lishmi or Loi. Loi she you have offered in Dorim she don't have become the Abaye. So this says, that's out of the question. It seems possible, even according to the alternative, that Baal is made of Rosh Shmiya, it doesn't mean that the Baal can say to the Isha, whatever Nidorim you are going to take, I am made for right now. I am made for right now. He cannot do it. But what does it mean? According to one alternative in the Gemara, that even without Shmiya, that means לא ישירו פלוח לגדולים שלהם את הלאגו. ואם כן, כפשית נוחה, די מריפה בו לשמויה, מדמצמצ צריך להקליט אותו. סינס רב מאה, tell advice the husband to provoke his wife. So that's not the proper thing to advise the husband, but as a last resort, so we have to do it. But if it's not a last resort, so we shouldn't antagonize his wife. So mele, if a conflict one alternative, so with more, he can remain fear than he told him before she took them. So the mele, he doesn't have to the mele shouldn't advise him to provoke his wife. He didn't get tipshit in the whole thing, but he made a match with Akhlito. Hello, but the pshat is, when is there an alternative? In the Gemara, that I'm based in the door, that may be about, can be made from the door without Shia, if the Nidorim she took away. But he doesn't know what Nidorim she took. She doesn't tell him. So, she doesn't tell him what he is. He knows that she takes it. He knows, or he suspects that she took Nidorim. So, Mela, that's the Shia. The Nidorim that she already took, but he didn't hear them. Can it be made from that? Masha'im kei, Nidorim that she didn't take as yet, then he cannot be made there. Even according to Rameya, who says, oh, the Machno shall lay on. You see, the whole Kasha of Tetzvah is because it's even the Machno, I mean the whole Raya of Chava Kivega is because Rameya holds the Machno shall lay on. Then came Tichet Mehoche, they made Rebbe Lishmiye, mit dem Matzke Fakrito, el Omaire, mit Dorim, Shekonoto, Yerushal, Abel Hoche, Heiche Yofe. So, he must resort to provoking his wife. There is no other way of killing her from her terrible habits. Abel Hoche, Heiche Yofe, di Shema Adayim Lui Nodro, Ulach Amikan, Shema Todeya, Vitabe Miyad Kilim Shiofe. So, Rabbi Kleida mentions Eraye, so from this stage, it is Mukhach, that one cannot be made a Nidorim, that the Aforeh should be Chalach Hazman. Because constantly more, because if we are going to say the Aloch of Kosodiyoni is only Shai Aforeh applies Ligabi Kinyin, where a Maisekin is necessary. So Mashiach Barazu, Tik Nachalamet, so the Maisekin is lacking. Mashiach, where if there is no aloha of Maisekin and Bidipur about me, so then we don't say also the boy. We could say that. So then the kasha remains, why does Rameya advise the husband to provoke his wife? He doesn't have to resort to provoking his wife. But he can do it peacefully without provoking his wife. In other words, he will say to his wife, I see that you make so many dorim and you do not be kind. In a nice way, you'll tell her, without provoking her. So he says, so I am made all the nidorim that you will take, the moment you will be making the nidorim, they should be moved. What do we say is Dovash Tavaleyot? But it's Rameya is the one that Ishmael said. And Rameya holds. Or the Makri Dovash Tavaleyot. So the fact that it's Tavaleyot is not his own. So why does he have to resort to provoking? The answer is there is no other way. There is no other way. He can't solve the problem without provoking his wife. Because if he doesn't provoke his wife, how will the baby be made fair? What will he say? What will the mayor advise that the husband should say, Kol nidorim shetoturi, yeyuforim bishah saledea, bishor shetotura. So shetoturi, so it's called sodibure. But he couldn't, so if the Yudah had been the Morad Ishmaitzeh, then he couldn't mention the Raya. But the Raya is mentioned because it's Rameya, and Rameya holds, or the Makadosh Leila. This is typical of the combination of Habibayas, Chrifes, Amkes, and Kies. So he says, Vehei Be'alim Yom Meiri, Raya was then Yisuni and Iksuves. Tanya hoye me meya ile ko shide ya bi shide ya ze ya kitelo de shitole be fono va in teise sho va va ga di ba bi no no de ba yo e lo mai me zon shono to de so shna teise but not me dori that she did not wake us yet because she did become what came your fear vi ima kol di dom she todo you me fogin os a ha she todo reiso vi yo hen wa ha di ko yad ועד עם יוחנו, כאשר יוחנו מיד, כי מדבר עם אותו, ועד עם דובר של בו לאילום, הוגן לא יהוא בורד ישמייצה. סביר לי דמק דובר של בו לאילום, ביוחד לקבי שיש הנוכיס, שיוחנו להדו של אחר שנסגייר, הוגן נמי יהיה יוחנו הופר, שיוחנו אחר שיובר לאילום, דהיין אחר שתודר. אלא על כל כוח, תלם הנה משום דיקול צעדים. משום דיקול צעדים. Die Mahne mit Dusch Mahane heimlich mit Dusche Kesset und mit Stab, weil er Stab heilt, auch als er ist geil. Aber du nicht als Stab, mit Kindern, Leute haben, auch mit Schäfosser Tänzens, wo er Name war vor, da haben die Bibel behauptet, ist Kohlzadim. Wir kriegen Schäfein im Meile auch ein Name, aber die Behiden im Weg war von, oder wo? Mit Kohlbocken, kippt der immer die Joche, nach der Show, und Mahane, wo ich mich in Suder, auch im Scheich, Porod und Mahane bei mir, שייקנה לחלמת. It seems to be a strong guy. The only thing that we could say, you say that even according to the mayor who says, oh, the market of Shalom Ba'elom, but since it's a Yom Shalom Ba'elom, and the matter is not in his reshutzes yet, so mainly we can say that he cannot make a forehead on something that is not in his reshuses. It's not in his reshuses yet. Even according to the mayor. Even according to the mayor. Mashenkei, where the neder is in his reshus. So then we don't take also the but still, Abkirigas Raya seems to be a good Raya. In other words, if we find a Mashen who say the contrary, then we have to give the thanks. But without Mashen to the contrary, why should we say that since it's Gomer Shal Be'ilom, it's not his reshus? But the contrary may or the Magdor Shal Be'ilom. But we could still say, or the Magdor Shal Be'ilom. But in other words, since it's Gomer Shal Be'ilom, so mainly we say also the Gomer. Mashen came, where it's not, with his Be'ilom, where the letter is in his reshus, then we don't say also the Gomer. But why should we say Malachia? If we say Kol Zalibore, you should say Kol Zalibore, even when the letter is Liz Rishus. And if we don't say Kol Zalibore, so even if it's a Dovah Shalom Kolei, the letter is not Liz Rishus, but according to the Meir, or the Magen Kol Zalibore. So it's Vistabah like up there. However, if we find Rishen, who say the contrary, so the Meile, then we are forced to make that distinction. But without any shame to the contrary, it seems to be a good raya place that we do say also the Borei. Because if we don't say also the Borei, so even vis-a-vis a neder that is not in his reshuses yet, she did not even make it to Yom Shal Boreilom, but according to the Meir, to Mark Yom Shal Boreilom, so maybe we shouldn't say also the Borei. But it's possible to say that where the neder is in his reshuses, then we don't say also the Borei. Only by Kinyoni, because there is a Maise Kinyoni. Mashen Kei, where it is not in his reshus, then we say Kol Zalibore. But it's not. It's more Mistabra like Hamdreya, except if we find the shame, we say the country. Then he says, Ulo Mitcho, Hosugi Arucha Lidori, Ki Oma Mufa Vechim Limocho, Ki Oma Mufa Vechim Limocho, Ma'ayin Toma, so the Meir Da'afor Hashem Bechal, but he said Limocho, so it's Lachazman, so it's Kol Zalibore, so it seems that the halacha of Kol Zalibore is only shared by Kinyoni, where there is a Maise Kinyoni. So the Meile, that Maise is lacking. If, let's say, you, in order to be Kinyoni, you need a Maise Mishir. So Mishir for a Zubu Tikna Halame, there is no Maise Mishir. Mashiach came where it takes effect for the people. Without the Maise, then you don't say Kol Zalibore. Kol Zalibore. So that's a Raya from this Zalibore. So he says, V'efshar v'hoso ha'mechubon she'imei דימופי הלכי ואכילה ואנוי ידו למוח שהפורא הוא מיד לאיסי אכילה ואנוי ידו למוח מוח. So he says that perhaps the pshat of the Gemara here, when the Gemara says אוי דימו כיבדו לאומה או לא קיים לכי היי כי כאומה לא מופע לכי למוח מהיין תאומה מהיין תאומה. So it means that Halis is right now. So I mean, she's less dark. It's like the tasteless that the Zion of Mitzin. When Rav says that according to Rav Meir, if someone says, so the Fubi says to Shimon, so the Zu, Lichshe Ekne Milayim, Tiye Kiwi Loch Me'achsho, so according to Rav Meir, it's a fact. So this is a Kashi, according to Rav Meir, Makhno Shulaymo, why does he have to say, why does he have to say that that it is effective? Why? When he said Me'achsho, even without Me'achsho. So, and then he says, what you say, the Nachtimine, whether he says Me'achsho or not, is whether he can be chayzer. Because if he doesn't say Me'achsho, so he may come to Rabbi Yod, Makhno Shmeyom, but until he's Bolayom, he can be chayzer. Mashinkin, he says Me'achsho, he cannot be chayzer. So Teishu says, no, if he says Me'achsho, but when does he, will Shimon acquire title? After he'll buy it from Levi, so maybe he can be chayzer. So what's the afternoon whether he says Me'achsho or not? Me'achsho? So they say, you the tablet. The afternoon is if he crashed up. So what's the pshat? So my father said, the pshat is that if he says Me'achsho, then it's a chaleis for the gun. So it's a chaleis for the gun. Now you couldn't say that it's Nimsha. How is a child saying Nimsha when the son still belongs to Levi? So how can we say that right now the son is clear to Shimon and Levi? So here it means a chaleis for Levi. So, Echaleis Valeda, so if, let's say, he doesn't say Me'achsho, and the shtar will be Nikra before he buys it from Levi, so then it's called Sotiyot. But if he says Me'achsho, so it's Echaleis now for later, so then we don't say called Sotiyot. That stays a shift. So this is what the prayer is saying. That here it means, in other words, it means that the Akore should be hal right now. The Akore should be hal right now. The Rigabe, the Achille Vanoid Lomoch. We have to also have a Chum Shemir, the Mukhman, the Achille Vanoid Lomoch. Shaporo Yim Yad, the Chalis is right now. But that will affect tomorrow's Achille, not today's Achille. Let's say if the letter was, they shouldn't partake of a certain thing. Mishavon umiyad mezachil anu elomot. All right, so it's the same song. Umikom, okay? Milvuya keim binit. 1 second. Now, so in other words, what Abdeleya means, that the aloche of kolso kiyonei applies to Abdeleya too. We say kolso kiyonei. But if the chalens is now for later, then we don't say kolso kiyonei. Who she is there? That's the sheet of faces you want to see that desire. But there is machlokes b'sheiman. Actually, there are three sheets. Teisa shitein bo metziyat avsayat avsayin means that in the case of the Rabbeya, who says of the Makdo Shalayla, in the case where who says the Shina, so the Zid, tishe ekne milayin, tiyek miloch me'achsho, so, also we only we don't say, and if we dishtar is nikha before we find it from Levi, so it is hal, we don't say also to them, because the halayis is right now, but Chayzer, he can. The Rashbo, the Chidushi Rashbo, the Chidushi Nach Samadimu, mentions in the name of the Rambam, just the reverse. He says that in the case of Sode, Zu, Sheekne Melevi, Tiye Kniloch Me'achsho, Palibit Rabneya, that means, Ichaleis of Me'achsho, so Chayzer, he cannot. Because since the Chaleis is right now, he cannot be chayzer. But, Kolso Kinyonei, the Shtar is Nikra before, invited from Levi, so it's Kolso Kinyonei. So just the reverse of cases, in that Rambam sheet, the Rashbo in Kedushin Daf Samadim. Then the Rashbo himself, in the Rav, the Mugiesev, in Bobetzia mentions in the name of the Rav, Mugiesev in Bobetzia mentions the name of the Rav, so he says that in the case where the Chalis is now for Leira, so the Zu, Shekhtem Leira, so he cannot be chayzer, nor do we say false. So we actually have three shittes. We have the shite of Teisus in Bometzir Daf Zayin, the shite of Teisus in Bometzir Daf Zayin, that when Chaleis is now falling down, so chayzer can be. But Kolso Kinyonei, we don't. We have the sheet that Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ramban, just the reverse. That Kolso Kinyonei, we do say. If Nikra Shtar, so it's not effective. But Chayzer, we cannot. Just the reverse of Chayzer. And then we have the Shita of the Rashba himself. And when we see, he mentions the name of the Ram, that it cannot be Chayzeria. Nor do we say positive. Now, so, what Ram? So, you see, so Tabitreya says, Be'yavisha Dehosa, Hamechum Shemia, Dimuflau Nechila Achil Evan Oedu Emocho, She'afor Ehum Yad, Le'yisi Achil Evan Oedu Emocho, So the question is, so that means that the chaleis is not, so we don't say kosher yonet. That's all right, I'll be in the shite of Tetzes Monti, I'll be in the shite of Rashi, but I'll be in the Ramban, so one of Shech, it doesn't make any difference. Even when the chaleis is now for later on, we say kosher yonet. And if, so, and if we say kosher yonet, just as we say kosher yonet, so in any way, we cannot explain the Gemara that way. So according to the Ramban, we have to say not like Hatreya. And we have to say that Halacha Kotzer Kiyone has application only to Kiyone. Only to Kiyone, where there is a Maizakiyah. In other words, the transfer of title is affected through the Maizakiyah. So, Mashiach Korozum, Tikna Halameh, there is no Maizakiyah. Mashiach came where Maizakiyah is not necessary. Maizakiyah is not necessary, but in Gemara Be'almeh, So in the melee, we do not say kosher kiyone. We do not say kosher kiyone. Now, so what he mentions the ayah from Barnea, so we have to say there is different. Because since the neder is not in his mishus, so he cannot make him maizah for it. He cannot make maizah for it. Even according to the melee, there is a loche in Kiyoni, that's what Marcus Oyo. But Afore is not an Indian of Kiyon. Afore is based, is grounded in the jurisdiction that the Baal has over the Nether. So the Mele, here he doesn't have any jurisdiction. So even according to the Mele, he cannot do it. That's what I have to say. Alright. Anyway, I just wanted to point out, that what Andrea says can only be said according to Teisa Shita. But it cannot be said according to Ramban Shita, that the Rashba in Dush mentions. Alright. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, Umikolo ke mibuya ke ibeni dorim, di omole lechishimane ayin baranshba. Now here you see, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's own Roshim, it's a Shlomo, he mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehizvah, Rabbi Gilead. So then he says, Umikolo ke mibuya ke ibeni dorim, di omole lechishimane. So what's the notion of Mikol Mokim Mikvah? In other words, a certain concession. So first, Rabbi Tveig is mentioned the name of Rabbi Tveig, Erayev from Tesis Iksuvez Dafayim Beis. From Tesis Iksuvez Dafayim Beis, that we say Kotzer Mokim. So then he mentions Erayev from our Gemara, that we don't say Kotzer Mokim. So then he says, no, our Gemara has referenced the case where he said that the chaleis of the Afore should be right now, for tomorrow. So then we don't say kol tzriyone. Then he says, become okay, still. In the Gemara Nidorim, it's mivuya that there can be Afore for a year. In other words, so since he uses the Roshim of become okay, that means even without the chaleis being now for later, even if the chaleis is later. So it's mashma from Gemara Nidorim, the Omar Lechishmano, that Hafore can take effect, even though the chaleis will take effect, lachalav. Hafore can still take effect. Then he says, I'm Baranja. So let's see what the answer is. Now let's turn to the Gemara. Now this is very important to know that to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara, the chat. The question is, when the Gemara says, so what the Gemara means, that it's lachas man, or it means that the chaleis is now formed. So that should be told in the machleike. So we'll see. Anyway, now let's turn to the Mishneh, to the Mishneh that I read some of this. Then I found the Chachamim. Actually, Hoyso Bite Yitzom Eitzle, Eimelo Kol Midorim Shenodal Bisheil Beisim, Harei Mufon. So the derech of the custom of Talmud Chachomim was that when the daughter was about to be Miskudeshe, to get married. I mean, to get married. I mean, not just Krishna, I mean Nisui. So Ajano is a big agent of that, right? Because Rimalo, Kondi Dodu Shaladar is a base, he are for. So the Ram explains it, like Shinara Amoros, Lahashanis, see after she came up on the Reo, Darkon Shabu Bauti Shinta with Hakoni, we hope for Midoreo, Kingdom Shibinose. So before she becomes Nisuo, she gets married, the Derech of the father of the Talmud Hakoni was, Kol Nidoim Shaladar is a base, he are for. Because the moment she's nichneses lechupo with her husband, so he loses all jurisdiction over her. So in order that his daughter should not remain with Midori after she gets married, so the derech of his father with Talmud Chochem was to say kol Midorim shenetar b'seir beisi harim ufo v'chein abal atzer utkones l'shusei eimalo. Kol Midorim shenetar atzer utkones l'shusei harim ufo shenetikones l'shusei yochel ofer uayim shenabal meva v'kei. So the Baal, the Orus, also was accustomed to say that. Before he was king of Salachupe, Kol Midorim shenetar harim ufo. Boye rome bachon. Baal mao shiofer v'lo yishir. Vishom ha'yisho davkehu, or lav davkehu. And the Rambam passes the lav davkehu. Omar rove toshe. Derech tamu lechachomim, ad shenu yotzo bite. Mi etzlei, eima lo kol nidorim shenedav v'sir v'isi, harei hem uforim. Volushma. The Mishne says that the derech of the father's tamu lechachomim was to say to the daughter, kol nidorim shenedav v'sir v'isi, harei hem uforim. Now if you assume that Shmir is a necessary prerequisite, so what effect is he not for it? He didn't hear the Midori. He's just without hearing the Midori, so he's made for it, and that has no effect. So the Gemara Bolu Shoma. So the Gemara says, Lichi Shoma Hu Dmir. So in other words, what it means is that these Talmid Chachomim, they did not rely on this Maisach for it. This Maisach for alone, you could say, is ineffective because it was preceded by Shmir. But this Maisach for was later followed up by Maisach for as he heard. So he's just wasting his time in making this Maisach for. If it was necessary for the same father to follow up each neder before she gets married and be made for it as he hears it. So why does he waste his time in making him a Zaporah that is futile? Well, Lichishon, good maker. In Kate, Lichishon, Lomo, Lomima, Hokomashmelon, Uche, Vitzure, Vidrabonon, Ladu. In other words, the purpose of saying that in that Haporah in itself is ineffective. That Haporah itself is ineffective, but the purpose is to put his daughter on guard. Like this, if you wouldn't say, Kol Midorim Shenedar, we say, Obeisi, Harei before him, so she'll forget to mention to him the Midorim. But now that the father says that, so she will be put on guard, and she'll be alerted to inform him the father of the Midorim. And then, once the daughter informs the father, upon hearing a certain letter, he'll be made. V'chishon, in Gifu Yishon Alon Lanima, Hokamash Manu, Chalitzur, and Rabon Lado, Tosh, Rami Sey, V'chein Abal, Atcher, with the Kolesh, Toshim Sey, Eimalo, Eimalo. So, Hokanam Edom, Alo, V'chishiman, So, there are two Gersoes, in the second, Teretz of the Gemara. One Gersi is that what we have nowadays. Hochename Domalo, Hochename Diomalo, Hochename Lechishon. So let's see the Ram. Hochename Lechishon. Vokamashvon Diu, Keditsur, and Rabonu Ladu. So in other words, so when the Gemara gives, it maybe raises a question. From the sefer of the Mishnah, in connection with the Baal, the Reish of the Mishnah deals with that, the Af practice. The sefer of the Mishnah deals with the Baal's practice, the Oros practice. So, according to one Gersa, in respect to the kasher, the raya from the same of the Mishneh, the Gemara gives the same teretz as the teretz that was given in respect to the kasher from the reisha of the Mishneh. In other words, that what the Mishneh means, the chayin abba, actually, because it's the same of the Mishneh, because of the Mishneh, the same of the it means, and then when he hears a particular letter, he makes a new apple. But in the Chanamah, that apple in itself is in a bed. What can Mashal do? Because it's a Rabbon Lad, do it. Can't be a gift from it as well. But, will I feel the apple in Pibuke Kaidari? The Ike Mishal Gal say, Hoch, the Hishimane, the Sviru, the Nei, the Echelia of Lachashmir, who he was a Neva, Hoch, and Amen Baal, Lachashmir, who he was a Neva. שינה באו מי מבקית מי, אף הוא הוכה, נאי, ידי גבי יאו, ואם אתם נצחו צדו, אבל לכי שמיים, so in other words, the other girl says, not that the slave of the Mishneh means that he has to power it up and make it up. No, the slave of the Mishneh doesn't mean that the Baal has to follow it up. The Av has to follow it up. Because if we say that Shmira is necessary to requisite, so the Mele Da'apore that he said before he heard the Neder is null and void. Is null and void. And then he couldn't say, I am made fair, so that the Da'apore should be how? After I hear. Because after I hear. Because if he hears, after she is missing to the husband, so she's not in his shoes anymore. So how could he make, be made fair the Neder? And that the chaleis should take effect after she's got his moshus. And it's impossible. So vis-a-vis the meishe, so the Gemara is forced to say that he still has to follow it up. But vis-a-vis the sefer, it's on the contrary. So after he hears and she's already necessary, so she'll be completely in his moshus. So the mele, we don't have to say that the pshat in the sefer of the Mishnah is that the badogus has to follow it up. No, he doesn't have to follow it up. All he has to do two, that Shmira is a necessary prerequisite, but he is not made fair. The Nidogim, the Da'apore should take effect now. But the Omos was accustomed to say, of Kol Nidogim Shel Edad, actually, the Council of Yoshusi, Harei Lufon. So in other words, the Da'apore should be how, upon hearing the Neda. Upon hearing the Neda. So the Mele, there is no Chisol, of lack of jurisdiction because he didn't hear it. Because when will the Achore Bichal? When he hears, you already have jurisdiction. Just the Mayis Achore took place before he acquired jurisdiction. So he doesn't know. This is what he said. V'yi kenas nuska de gala sohre de shemani. Disviru, dinei de reiche de al lachashmiya li motze meifa. Vachana me ba lachashmiya li motze meifa. Shena ba meifa bekeit. Ach lohre, nei de gabi o. Vimotzinu li trutze doma le chishmane, gabi ba mit atzinu lohre. Doma lo kemim shmuye le chishmane toch lachapore. Di mishlo ima av li motze ovi, hoche mishim di nisui nafno yoshus le gambe. Avu ba la nara be nisui nayu le shute. Umaitai mamdino de ba meifa bekeit. Mishim istawik lo yav. Avu hoche kim de av heit mechalukit. Kingdom Shemis, who bow name a seal for a for the day, but a for the hour. Kingdom Shemis says, Nay, the higher a for the bow, is talically out, a full hoche mayfair. A full hoche mayfair. So now, so it's mifuresh in this ram, according to this verse, that a for it can be how lach as one door. So it's a ram mifuresh according to this verse of the Hishman. So it's a mifuresh in the morning then. That Afore can be Halach Hazma, this is what Amplega says. Umikol Bokei, Mibuya Kim Nidori, Domo in the Chishemane, so it's Mashma, that Afore, we don't say also the Gurem, we say also Kiyone, because there's a Maizekinian, but we don't say also the Gurem. But then Amplega says, clearly it says, I'm Bahansho. Now, so let's see what the Ram says in another question. So he said, the Epshanan, דלחישום המישור שאין פלו, הוא דחי לאפור את דלי, והיא כצירות בימיהי, דאב בהדבא. So it's another question. Now the other question is also explanatory of the second verse. What's the difference between the first question that is explanatory of the second verse and the second question? So obviously, that's the shadow. You see, the first question obviously takes it for granted that one can take a leather, can make a pore, that it should be halal hasmat. And we don't say also the pore. By kinyosim we say also kinyosim, because there is a maize kinyosim. The maize kinyosim has to affect the transfer of title. So when the transfer of title takes effect, lachas reishim, there is no mishichet. Masheike, when there is no maize, just the effect takes place, the little effect takes place to a divo, we don't say kolso divo. We don't say kolso divo. But then the question arose, if the chaleis will take place, the chaleis achor will take place upon hearing, and when he hears, so then she's already completely in the shoes of the Baal. So how can the nether be fair? So he says, Ki Abu Hoche King the Ofri Bachim Kekim Shinsis. We bow not to see for Afor today, but Afor now. Kim Shinsis. Nay, the Hyrule Afor, the Baal is telling the law, Afor Hoche, me. But then he says, the Efshaname, the Uchishoma Misho Shein Falu, the Hyrule Afor. So where is it going to the first Loshin? The Chaleis takes place upon Shmiye, according to the second Loshin. The Chaleis takes place right now. But it will result. The result will be upon Shmiye. Yeah, the Efshanam, the Uchishoma, Misho Shein Falu, the Chaleis Afor Adelaide. So we see that according to the second version, so when the Gemara says Rechishoma, so it doesn't mean that the Chaleis HaFore is Rechishoma. Because if the Chaleis HaFore would be Rechishoma, then there couldn't be any tzil between the HaFore of Dav and the HaFore of the Baal. But the Chaleis HaFore is right now. But it's a chaleis now for later on. For the achille of later on. So this is what achille means. Ayin baransha. In other words, according to the first version of the Ram, we have to say that there is no halacha of kolso divo. According to the second version of the Ram, so there is no raya that there is no halacha of kolso divo. There is halacha of kolso divo. But as the Ram explains to the Hishimane, so there too the chaleis is right now. The chaleis is right now, but since it's for later on, so mainly, even if we say that Shmini is Miyake, so it's not Miyake the chaleis for later. It could only be Miyake the chaleis for now, Shmini is Miyake. But it's not Miyake if it's the chaleis for later. So as long as later, when the real effect will be after Shmiye, so it's over. So then it's over. Anyway, so we see that the real is a machlekes shem, as to whether if one is made for the nether, and he says that Achor should be chal later. So according to the first version of the Ram, we don't say kol sliburei. According to the second version of the Ram, we do say kol sliburei. Now let's go over the Gemara again. We start with the Gemara. Boi Rav, ki el chiyayei mar, mi amrinon ki mandom alo, mufel chiyayei mocho, o idil bohu el omalo. Mi timzalei mar, o el omalo,